Hello, ActorCasters, and welcome to another episode of ActorCast on developing your acting technique. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of ActorCast, the podcast that broadcasts the insight, work, and advice of entertainment industry experts. I am your host, Patrick McAndrew, and today we are talking about developing your acting technique. When you decide to pursue a creative endeavor like acting, it can feel very overwhelming with regards to where to start. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of classes out there that you could take, from audition classes, improv classes, clowning classes, scene study classes, movement classes, speech classes, voice classes, accent classes, dance classes. There are just so many classes out there that it can be difficult to parse out which are the best ones for you to take. And I think this goes back into questioning for yourself, what type of actor do you want to become? Are you very interested in perhaps appearing on a comedic sitcom? Well, then perhaps taking classes in sketch comedy, writing, stand-up, improv might be more for you. If you're someone who is very interested in performing Shakespeare on the stage, then obviously taking a Shakespeare class, theater-oriented classes, might be a better fit for you. And if you're interested in doing dramatic roles on film, then a scene study class or Chekhov class might be right for you. There are really endless options when it comes to developing your acting technique. But what's most important is that you're getting in a class, no matter what that class may be. As I mentioned, you have to figure out what type of actor you want to become, and that will help gear you towards what kind of acting classes to take. There are a wide variety of different acting techniques out there, many of which we've talked about with guests on the podcast previously. You know, you have the method, you have the Meisner technique, Stella Adler, Stanislavski, Uta Hagen. All of these amazing acting teachers who have their own philosophies and viewpoints on how acting should be taught, how acting should be performed. And my biggest takeaway from all of this is to take a little bit from each of these techniques. And I would say the same thing for classes. Take what you want from every class and apply it to your own craft. Now, of course, every class you take isn't going to appeal to you completely. There will be things within a certain technique or within a certain class that don't really resonate with you. And it's important to recognize that it's okay to push those things aside. If you are learning a specific technique and you're like, okay, this isn't doing it for me, this doesn't feel authentic, this doesn't feel truthful to me as an actor, I don't really feel like I'm getting into it, then cast that technique aside. Maybe take one or two points from it that you find helpful and move on and take a class, take another class, take a third class. I think it's important as actors to just diversify the type of classes that you are taking. Now, of course, if you find a technique that really resonates with you, or if you find alternatively a certain art form under the acting umbrella that really resonates with you, then I would encourage you to go deep in that, to really study deeply in that craft, in that technique, because then that is going to elevate your acting that much more. But if you're not really discovering that, I think, and would encourage you to take a variety of different classes, even ones outside of your comfort zone, like a clowning class, for example. Or maybe you want to take a ballroom dancing class and you've never taken dance before, but who knows, that could inform you on your movement, especially if you're doing some sort of period piece, for example. I think that what's important to recognize as an actor, as you're developing your technique, is that you are pulling from experiences not only within your classes, but also around your world as well. I'm a true believer that acting is a heightened representation of reality. And so if you are playing a carpenter in a play, it might behoove you to go and stay after rehearsals and help out in the scene shop in building the set. Whatever it may be, any sort of thing or research that you could do to help develop your character is very helpful. When we are performing, whether on stage or screen, we are borrowing from what's around us. And that ultimately is what makes the strongest technique. It's through the practice of these daily habits and then implementing what we are learning in acting classes and really working on that craft day in and day out that really helps develop and hone our acting technique. So then we could perform it without even really thinking about it when the time comes. I know this was a very short podcast episode, but I thought it would be worth creating just as a reminder on how you can go about developing your acting technique. Observe your surroundings, enroll in a class that is related to acting, and then combine those things together to help develop a unique technique that is unique to you. If something's not working for you, don't feel like you have to force it. Take whatever works for you and then grow from there. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of ActorCast. You can head to actorcast.fm and leave us a review to let us know what you thought of this episode. If you haven't already done so, sign up for our newsletter to get the latest and greatest information on upcoming guests, showcases, and much more. I look forward to catching you all in the next episode, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out and create.